It's just after 12 o'clock here in London on Sunday. And so I had to get out of the house and run a couple errands. It's a beautiful day here, and it's one of the nicest days that we've had so far this year. So sun's out, it's rather warm. There's all kinds of people walking on the streets. It's Mother's Day, so there's a lot of families out enjoying the day. It's Mother's Day in London. It's not Mother's Day in the States. Don't go checking your calendar. And so I need to do a few errands. One of the things I need to do is pick up the dry cleaning. So before I went there, I jumped down into the Waterstones bookshop. I wanted to pick up one of Lester Bang's collections of writing, but it wasn't there. So what I did see was something cool called, a little book called, What Would Keith Richards Do? Now, I've seen this, or heard about it, but I hadn't seen it yet. So I bought it. And then I looked at the cover, and I said, well, what would Keith Richards do right now? And I decided that Keith Richards would go to the pub and say, fuck the dry cleaning, and pour himself a pint of one of London's finest. So that's exactly what I'm doing right now. And like I said, it's beautiful. So I'm sitting outside of the pub, relaxing, and just watching all the people go by. So I thought what I'd do is, let's open up the book, and let's pull a bit of wisdom out and just find out exactly what would Keith Richards do. All right, so I'm going to flip open to a random page. Just a random page. And, okay, here's one. It's called Passing It On, and there's a few things. So one of the little quotes here under Passing It On, I'm just going to read it straight away. I find it very heartening for myself that I get a lot of stuff from 13, 14-year-old would-be guitar players. Because my theory is that the only thing that you can put on a musician's headstone is he passed it on. So personally, that makes me feel very warm. Good one, Keith. I like that. All right. Let's do this again. Okay, let me flip open the page. Okay. I'm on originality. Here's a quote from Keith. I start to feel good about records when I realize I can toss away the rule book. Oh, Keith, he's a man after my own heart. Actually, I'm after his, and Hunter S. Thompson's, and Neil Young, all originators in my book, and Bo Diddley, too. Bo Diddley was a master originator. Don't ever forget that. All right, let's flip open one more. Here we go, flipping to a page. Nope, not that. That doesn't work. That's a little bit too much prose. Okay, this one's called Technology. This should be good. Cellular phones. It's like sticking your head in a microwave oven. Alexander damn Graham Bell, I'd shoot him. Okay, so I'm shooting, I'm talking through my iPhone right now. I don't think Keith would approve of this. Okay, one more from technology. The internet is a thing that really should have been kept secret. I get the feeling Keith doesn't have an email account. Okay, one more, and I need a sip of beer. Okay, how about this one? Free speech. All right. Freedom of speech is something that everyone is supposed to believe in, but seldom does. Look what happened to John Lennon when he made that remark about religion. Up to that time, we had been the subjects of the controversial quotes. Our manager decided to ban all interviews for a while and let someone else put their foot in it. Someone did. Okay, I guess that was Lennon. All right, I'm going to look on the opposite page. One more thing. Fear. Fear, as a kid, I knew it real well. I'm this little squirt. And every day, when I go home from school, no matter which route I take, I'm going to get beat up. It was around then that I banished it, fear. I learned how to take a beating and how to get a good one in now and then, and I toughened myself up along the way. Okay, Keith, that's cool. I'm with you, brother. Not that I want to take a beating. But, okay, let's see. One more. Let me flip the page. Oh, I put on that page already. Okay. Chemistry. Oh, I think we've all heard this one before. We all have our personal laboratories. Life is an experiment, and it's just a matter of time of getting the alchemical or chemical combination right. We're all unwitting alchemists. Sometimes if we pay attention to the chemicals we're putting into the beakers, it turns out all right. I guess it's a good one to end on because I have some chemicals in my beaker in front of me, and I need to take a sip. Okay, enjoy your Sunday. And remember, always consult the Keith Fuchsius. What would Keith Richards do? Cheers.